Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Missouri Governor Mike Parson just naming his pick for St. Louis County's next prosecutor, escalating the fight over who should replace Wesley Bell. In recent days, County Executive Sam Page tapped someone else for Bell's job. First Alert 4 Samantha Jones is in the newsroom sorting through the selection. Sam.
Yeah, first, Cameron, we should tell you about the governor's pick. He selected Melissa Price Smith. This breaking just within the last hour and a half here. Smith, though a Democrat, is also a lifelong resident of St. Louis County. She's worked in the prosecutor's office since 2008.
That is part of Channel 4's report on the announcement yesterday by the governor. And I'm told that a lot of the law enforcement folks are supporting Melissa Price Smith in all of this. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to a legal question, though. And our friend Beavis Shock from Shock Law is on the phone right now. And Beavis, good morning to you.
Hey, Mark. Good morning. Great to talk to you.
Hey, great to have you on. Thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. So the question seems to be, you know, I had Mark Harder on the other day, the county councilman. From the county's perspective, they seem to think they've got some sort of a legal leg to stand on, that it should be the county executive that replaces this position. Clearly, the attorney general and the governor disagree. What's your take?
Well, I would say it's a 99% in favor of the governor, 1% in favor of Sam Page. It took about maybe 10 minutes of legal reading and study for me to get a pretty firm answer. This is not a complicated thing.
Yeah, I wonder. No, but what about their argument that there's something about the four or five counties that were that have charter differences or something like that that allow them to make this decision? I didn't quite understand the argument, but they claim it dates back to when Missouri was founded.
So let me give you this sort of three-step analysis. Okay, so the Constitution, that's our framework of government, says the governor shall fill all vacancies in public office. Okay, right, fine, that sounds good. Then there's a statute. That's something passed by the legislature, signed by the governor. That says if any vacancy shall happen in the office of prosecuting attorney, the governor, upon being satisfied that such vacancy exists, shall appoint some competent person to fill the same until the next general election. It's pretty simple. Then that's step two. Now, the next thing is that apparently the charter, which is the framework of government for the county, says, oh, well, the county executive will replace that person. But the case laws, now see, the way our game works is that courts interpret conflicts between statutes and the courts get the last word. And it says when there is a conflict between the provisions of a charter and the general law, the resolution is determined by whether the function is private, local, or governmental. So there are a bunch of cases on the rules about condemning property, and that's considered local. And when there's a conflict, the charter takes control. But the selection of a prosecutor is actually a governmental function. So it's over. Let me give you a little bit more, okay? It says that he's only supposed to make the appointment, that he being the governor, when he's convinced such vacancy exists. So actually, I'm kind of surprised he appointed Melissa Smith already because, and she's, by the way, a very respected prosecutor. I've been practicing law in 40 years in St. Louis County. Everybody knows Melissa. She's a highly competent, experienced trial lawyer. She knows everything about the office. She will be good. But setting that aside, even though she's a Democrat, but setting that aside, it's important to get the idea that there's a 10-day gap in here. Which governor is going to appoint this person? So Wesley Bell vacates on January 3rd. That's the day he takes office as a congressman. Mike Kehoe, our governor-elect, he takes office on January 13th. Now, knowing the way things really work behind the scenes, as I commonly do, there's been a little discussion between Mr. Parson and Mr. Kehoe over which one is going to do it. And obviously, Parson won. Or Kehoe said, yeah, Melissa's
fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's I think actually probably Parson has a duty to do it during his 10 days. This couldn't be a more simple thing. Now, there's a legal case pending. I'm assuming that Andrew Bailey, the attorney general who filed the case, is kind of his job to bring cases like this, has looked all this up as I have. Take about, as I say, 10 minutes of legal research to understand what's going on. Now, the competence in the county counselor's office for asserting that Page has it, that must relate to the idea that county counselor is a little beholden to Mr. Page for his job or her job, perhaps, just possibly. I don't know, but I don't know why a competent lawyer would say Page has the right to do this.
When you lay it out the way that you just did, it makes sense that Governor Parson would have the ultimate choice in who replaces Bell. But then I wonder about what happened in St. Charles County about a year ago when there was a vacancy and St. Charles County appointed the new prosecutor versus the governor. What was the difference there?
Well, I have no idea what happened on that. Maybe the governor just sort of was asleep that day, or the county executive out there is a guy named Steve Aylman, been there a really long time, highly respected guy. Everybody likes him. He's done a great job running the county's governmental functions. And I always say, hey, remember, the county executive or the president doesn't run the country. All they do is execute the laws. Let's keep that straight. I really don't have an explanation for that. But the idea, well, that's a precedent. Parson didn't do it in St. Charles. He can't do it in St. Louis County.
Right.
That's not going to fly in front of a judge.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I think somebody could challenge the appointment of that prosecutor and say, hey, he's not properly appointed. You can't convict me of the murder I just committed because the prosecutor wasn't properly appointed. That might work. I'm going to suggest that to some of my pals who practice criminal law out there.
Do you see this going into the court system, though?
Yes, it's already there,
yeah.
Mark. It's already there. The case is filed. And I was assuming that Parson hadn't named somebody yet because he wasn't, quote, satisfied a vacancy exists. Because there was no vacancy.
Yeah.
He's supposed to make he can name the person, but he probably just put it on Twitter or issued a press release. But there's some formal process where he writes on a piece of paper and signs it and all that stuff.
So I guess I'm wondering now, I know court cases can...
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can take a long time to play out. What happens on January 3rd then if this is still going through the court system and Wesley Bell heads to Congress?
Well, it's really, I think what will happen is they'll ask for an emergency order, and the trial court judge in St. Louis County will issue a ruling, which I can't imagine will be anything except it's Governor Parson's pick. And then what they'll do is an extreme expedited appeal, and the Court of Appeals will say, oh my gosh, let's do this in one day, file your brief tomorrow, and it'll be done in that manner very, very quickly. Or there'll be no appeal, and the page will just give up. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine he thinks that he's really has the right to do this. So
you just never know with Sam Page. We'll see what happens in that particular case. I think really the breaking news here, Kim, is that if you go to shocklaw.com, they bill by the quarter hour because this only took him 10 minutes.
That's 12 minutes would be two twelfths or something.
I'm just checking because I know they don't all do that. You'd get charged a full hour for that 10 minutes of research.
You know, I always do it. I bill by what's called value billing. What's it worth? This is worth a lot.
I love it. Beavis Shock, thanks for your time this morning.
Always fun to chat, Mark. Call me anytime.
Bye-bye. All right, buddy. Yeah, take care of yourself. Shocklaw.com is the website there if you want to go check him out. All right, so we've been talking, Kim, a lot this morning about things buzzing over our heads like drones. I've just gotten some information that some have been spotted locally, and I'm going to tell you about that when we come back in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.